Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 86, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker, and welcome into the Hot Stove Edition of Inside the Parker. We'll give you one every month during the baseball offseason. So we'll do that. Plus, we'll hear from Shadow League baseball writer J.R. Gamble. That and much more. Let's go.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
The Baseball Hall of Fame ballot is due by the end of the month before the new year hits. I have my ballot and I'm ready to fill it out, ready to send it in. The interesting thing here is on this ballot, there isn't anybody really who's new on the ballot to where you say like they should get into the Hall of Fame for sure. There's some names like Torrey Hunter, Tim Hudson, Mark Burley, Barry Zito, all had good careers, but not Hall of Fame worthy. So I think that's good news for Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. Both, of course, have been marred because of all the PED steroid allegations against them, even though neither one tested positive during their career. Most believe that they used. And a lot of people, I think, were using during that time in Major League Baseball. So now, to me, they have two chances left, this year and next year. You only get 10 years. This is year 9. I do believe that these two guys could possibly get in because Curt Schilling has a good chance of getting in. Last year, he had 70%. You need 75% to get in. So there's a good chance of that. But when you talk about Bonds and you talk about Clemens, here's the thing you need to know. Their votes have, their numbers haven't gone down over these past 8 years. They've gone up, small numbers, but they have gone up. Last year, Clemens got 242 votes, 61%, and Bonds got 241 votes, 60.7%. I'm going to vote for both of these guys, but I think the time has come. They've been punished enough by the writers for their part in the steroid PED era. These guys were Hall of Famers. No, the eye test will tell you. Roids, no roids. These guys were two of the greatest players who ever played the game. So I think that these guys have a shot. They should go in together, and they should be linked. And if you want to put on the plaque that these guys, whatever you want to put on there, that they played under suspicion during the steroid era or whatever, it's fine. But these guys deserve to be in. Both of them will get my vote. I'll turn my ballot in later on with the rest of my votes later on this month. But this will be interesting. The one story I think is interesting is baseball writers, when you get to the last year, for whatever reason, and I'm not fully cool with this, is that guys have like changed their votes and voted for guys in their final year. And we saw a huge jump for Larry Walker last year. Think about this. He made the Hall of Fame on his 10th and final try on the ballot, becoming the seventh player to pull that off. Walker went from 54.6% in his ninth year to 76.6%. I mean, that was a whopping jump of more than 22%. That's an incredible jump from 9th to 10th. So all these people who didn't vote for him in year 9 all of a sudden got on board. I think they should just do Bonds and Clemens now and not wait till the 10th year. But that's what gives them hope that they will both get in on this try or their final try.
Number two.
Old new White Sox manager Tony La Russa, yes, at 76 years old. The White Sox, of course, shocked Major League Baseball by hiring their former skipper, who is retired and already been put in the Hall of Fame. I thought it was a bad move with the young team and everything they got, but apparently the White Sox want to live in the past, and they're all in on Tony La Russa. So news has come out that La Russa's legal team has now contacted the people in Arizona, and that he is going to plead guilty to some sort of charge. We're not sure if it's the DUI, but there will be some sort of charge because he was driving under the influence in Arizona. That is allegedly what happened. So that he'll plead there. But the White Sox, they've been busy preparing for the 2021 season, and they've hired already the coaching staff and all the other people to help Tony La Russa in managing the White Sox this year. The White Sox were a good team. Made it to the playoffs. They got knocked out by the A's, but they got a bright future. A lot of good young players with swag. This will be interesting to see how this plays out. What happens with Tony La Russa? You know, this isn't the first time he had a DUI issue. He's 76 years old. Will he have the energy? Will he be able to get through the season? There's so many question marks with this, but this is where the White Sox are, and I'm not buying it.
Number three.
All right, I promised you some hot stove, and here we go. Free agency in Major League Baseball. Here's the issue. There aren't going to be these like gigantic $300 million contracts, anything close to what we have seen the last couple of years, because obviously with baseball only playing 60 games, revenues down, everything, it's going to be a dramatically different free agency. But the top free agent out there, you know how baseball is pitching. And Trevor Bauer probably will get a four-year, $128 million, some sort of deal like that. Bauer, you know, won the National League Cy Young. He was stellar. He had an NL best 1.73 ERA. Any team would want to hitch their wagon to Trevor Bauer, and he'll have plenty of takers. Maybe somebody tries to go a little bit more, but it just seems like the Dodgers will be in, the Yankees, Phillies, Mets, Blue Jays. Who's not in on this guy? Padres. So there'll be plenty of guys there for Trevor Bauer. George Springer's another guy. 5 years, $125 million, something like that. People are talking about the White Sox. We just mentioned Tony La Russa, so it could be the White Sox are in on this. Maybe the Mets, Blue Jays, Phillies, Cardinals, Nationals. Those are all teams that need an outfielder like Springer and a really good hitter. So he's another guy to be looking out there for. Another one is DJ LeMahieu, who had a fine season with the Yankees. He inked a two-year, $24 million deal with the Yankees, but played tremendously well for the Yankees. And, you know, there will be takers. It doesn't look like, you know, the Yankees are looking to re-sign him. I'm not so sure. But if they reach their limit, could be the Blue Jays, Nationals, Angels, Dodgers. And there was even a hint and some talk about the Mets. So there's another guy out there. This will be interesting. It's not going to be earth-shattering. Nothing like we saw over the last few years with free agency. But there are some really good players that could make somewhat of a difference. But it looks like baseball, for the most part, will be a stalemate, except for a handful of chips moving around. And maybe there'll be a couple of other trades or something. So the hot stove will be hot, but maybe not as hot as it has been.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto: if I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, let's welcome into the podcast. He is a senior editor for the Shadow League, one of the best baseball writers in this country. And I say that, and I'm dead serious. J.R. Gamble from theshadowleague.com. What's up, J.R.?
Thank you, Rob, and thank you for having me. It's great to join Inside the Parker podcast, the best baseball podcast in the country.
All right, we got a couple topics we want to kick it around, get your thoughts about. A.J. Hinch was hired in Detroit, you know, coming off the one-year suspension for the big cheating scandal with the Houston Astros. People expected him to work again. Seems a little soon, right away, like as soon as the suspension was over. I mean, he got a job in a couple of weeks, so that was the only part. Not that he would never work again. Where are you on this and the Tigers going after Hinch?
I was kind of surprised, but obviously relationships mean a lot in sports, and this one's on Detroit. You know, they felt that Hinch was the guy. He knows the game, but, you know, his character is now questionable from the scandal in Houston. It's clear that baseball's trying to just move on from the cheating scandal as quickly as possible. The whole COVID situation this season helped. And Detroit feels that, you know, Hinch's baseball acumen is worth the risk of bringing him in. Alex Cora has also returned. I feel like he wanted...
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5, and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
World Series, he should get a chance to come back, do it again. So that's really on the teams that hire these guys. You know, a lot of fans might have a problem with it. People within baseball definitely talk and have a problem with it. But obviously, A.J. Hinch knows the right people. He has some relation to the Detroit front office, Detroit ownership, and they decided, hey, let's take a chance to get a World Series manager in here, regardless of how we got it.
On January 19th, 2022, for BBDO and AT&T Radio, ad ID AXWR0975000, spot title, Fiber Lifestyles Meet the Walkers, BAU 60, 60-second radio.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. Welcome to another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Say hello to the Walkers, a family of not one but four Gagillionaires, each living up their Gagillionaire life at ludicrous internet speed. First up, Anna Walker. She dominates streaming like the matriarch she is. No show ever goes unwatched under her watch.
Next episode.
Next up, Peter Walker. There's no stopping this dad bod from showing up to his virtual workout sessions.
Oh, let's go leg day!
And finally, the Walker twins. They may look alike, but couldn't internet more differently. Harry dominates his fellow online gamers while Heather group video chats with friends.
Ooh, nice background filter, Jess.
Live like a Gagillionaire. Get internet that upgrades everything. AT&T Fiber, now with speeds up to 5 gigs.
Limited availability in select areas. Speeds not guaranteed. Single device wired speed, max 4.7 gig per second. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The only issue I have, and we know A.J. Hinch won that World Series with the Astros, but, you know, with the cheating scandal, is a character flaw. And I think that's the part that, you know, if you are an organization, you bring a guy like that to your organization who, you know, knew what was going on and basically didn't say anything. I mean, he didn't deny that he knew what was going on. And then if anything happens with your organization, you know what I mean? Like, that's the part that you set yourself up with, is that people clearly would go like, you knew this, you hired him, and now you got an issue.
Yeah, clearly he knows someone or is connected in a way that they were able to overlook his past transgressions. You would know how the Detroit front office works more than I would, having been there and covered sports in that town for so long. Why would they make a move like this? Looks like desperation. They're trying to hitch on with somebody that's won. And maybe, in a twisted way, they actually admire how far he would go and support to win a championship. And they need somebody in there like that because it's been a long time since 84.
No doubt. Tigers have been trying to win for a long time. And then we saw Alex Cora wound up coming back to the Red Sox after he, too, was suspended. He was also caught up in that scandal with the Astros. He was a coach there. And then, you know, there was talk of maybe he brought that to the Red Sox, because if you remember, the Astros won the World Series in 17. Cora became the manager of the Red Sox in 18, and then they won the World Series. People thought maybe he brought the same cheating tactics. They did an investigation, said, you know, JR, that wasn't the case, but he still was suspended for his involvement. Do you have an issue with the Red Sox bringing Cora back?
No, absolutely not. I think Cora is a better manager than Hinch, for one. And two, I think that he was cleared on cheating with the World Series he won with the Red Sox. So that means he did his due diligence. You know, he's not involved or implicated in any scandal there. That's retroactive punishment. You know, punishment for what he did in Houston. That's over with now. Like I said, COVID-19 has helped the situation. The players haven't had to deal with the fans haggling them, or, you know, the media really rehashing that situation. So I think Cora's cool. He earned everything he got with the Red Sox. That's been clear. That's been proven. So for, you know, them to call him back after he had to embarrassingly and shamefully, you know, sit out his season. Luckily, it was a shortened season. Hey, it works out for everybody. These teams are going to have to live with their decisions, and I don't think that it'll be a big deal in a little while. Life goes on.
Yeah, I mean, I get Alex Cora, well-liked, smart baseball guy. Again, for me, it just seems like everything was too soon, too quick. You know, like, there was barely a punishment.
How long should they wait?
I don't know. Maybe a year or two. It just seemed as if, for the way that the players came down on the scandal, I mean, you never saw Major League Baseball players attack each other. They're one of the strongest unions. They seldom ever throw stones at each other. And in this one, they were angry about it, a lot of players. So that's why I'm surprised that it was just, you know, the basic little suspension, the 1 year. And then remember, it was a shortened year because of COVID. So they really didn't sit out that long. They didn't really get the 162 games. That's why I guess I'm a little surprised. All right, our guest is J.R. Gamble, a senior editor for the ShadowLeague.com, one of the best baseball writers as well. Let's talk some free agency. I don't know how much big money is out there. And I'm not saying, obviously, 4 years, $128 million is a great payday, but I'm not expecting to see any $300 million deals like we saw. But the biggest prize out there is Trevor Bauer, who was the National League Cy Young Award winner with the Cincinnati Reds. A lot of teams are interested. Dodgers, Yankees, maybe the Padres. I'm sure there's other teams. What do you think about Trevor Bauer, and where could he wind up?
Well, you know, when you sign up for Trevor Bauer, you get great pitching, led an ERA, 1.73 ERA this year, and a host of other categories. But you also get, you know, his Twitter presence, his honesty. I mean, he likes to shake things up and go after certain people, hold grudges. It's reported, I guess, the Dodgers are looking at 4 years, $128 million, as you said. But the only problem is that'll be about the only team that it looks like he might go to, because Houston's been mentioned, but there's a problem. He has problems with the scandal. The Yankees, but he doesn't like Gerrit Cole, right? So that might be a problem. And then he said he only wants to do, what, one-year deals to maximize his earning potential. So a lot comes with Trevor Bauer. I don't think signing him is going to be as easy as people think. But if it happens and he does sign a multi-year deal, it'll most likely be with the Dodgers. He's more comfortable with that team, and they probably have the most money to give him.
There's a couple other names out there as well. When you talk about free agency, let's talk about George Springer is another guy who has been great for the Astros, great leadoff hitter. Looks like he's moving on. He'll get a 4 or 5 year deal somewhere. Great leadoff hitter. And of course, he can play the outfield. There'll be a lot of takers for him, won't it?
Yes, there will be. And I'm hearing maybe the White Sox, you know, they already have a talented outfield. And Springer is one of, 15 best at position players in the game. So I can see him going to Chicago, doing very well there with Abreu and Robertson, those guys, Tim Anderson in the infield, and their rising team. They surprised this year. And it, like we spoke about, their pitching holds up. They could really be contenders next year. You had a guy like George Springer, who is an impact player, who wants to get away from Houston because he was one of those players deeply implicated in that cheating scandal. You know, I'm thinking Chicago. A couple other teams might swoop in, but he seems like a perfect fit there for what they have going on. And
here's
at
another
age 31, you know, he's going to find a resting place.
No doubt. How about DJ LeMahieu, who had a really good year? Came to the Yankees after a down year in Colorado, signed just a two-year, $24 million deal. But he played well, right, for the Yankees in his 2 years. He hit extremely well.
Yankees are in a tough spot because he's become a fan favorite. The fans are in love with him, but I don't think the Yankees want to overpay for him. And that's the problem. That's why he hasn't actually signed the deal yet. So the Yankees are going to have to figure out what they want to do with that situation. They like him. Of course, they want to keep him. He's had a career revival. He's peaked as a Yankee. Some players are just perfect for that situation. And LeMahieu is one of those guys. I believe he'll end up with the Yankees. A few other teams might throw some offers out there. He might listen to put pressure on the Yankees. But they almost have to resign him, because the fans just love him.
Yeah, and he won the batting title past year in 2020. A couple other names I want to kick out to you. Francisco Lindor, it's obvious that the Indians are not going to sign him, the talented shortstop, and he'll wind up getting a big deal elsewhere, but it'll be a trade. The Indians will make a trade. There's talk maybe the Dodgers are interested. They would move Corey Seager from shortstop to third. If the Dodgers were able to get him, that would be awesome. Where do you see him going?
Yeah, Lindor, I'm not sure where he will go, but I know he'll have a lot of takers. He'll definitely have a lot of suitors. Wouldn't it be interesting if he went to the Cubs? You know, that team could use a boost, batting-wise, but he's the top free agent out there. The kid's unbelievable. He's actually might be a little bit underrated. He needs a big market to go to. You know, like you said, maybe the Dodgers would be willing.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code heard only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
But how many more big-time all-stars with huge contracts can the Dodgers actually take on?
Well, but you got to remember, you know, this is Justin Turner's done. He's a free agent. So, you know what I mean?
I think he'll resign. Yeah, I think he'll resign on a one-year deal with the Dodgers at least. I don't think they're going to let Justin Turner go.
Well, but that, I'm saying if they wanted to, that would be why you would move Corey Seager. You get Francisco Lindor, and you have Mookie Betts. That's a nice core, you know, obviously.
How many all-stars can you have?
Yeah, like, I guess plenty. You know. The other team, too, is the Padres. They could maybe get Bauer as well. That team is ready to win. They had an exciting 2020. Tatis is a big-time star. Manny Machado had a great year for them. They picked up Clevenger in a trade. I mean, if they added Bauer there, they would be, I think they would be almost favorites or close to being favorites in the NL West.
Close in the yeah, definitely. National League, they'd be close adding Trevor Bauer. Like you said, the young talent, they're on the cusp. I'd like to see them over 162 games, though. We have a short taste of them, and you see how Tatis kind of faded out at the end a little bit with his MVP hopes, but he did add a boost that revived Manny Machado, who has elevated back into the top, you know, 5 to 8 players in the game again. So that's an exciting team, the Padres, and they could use a little boost in that pitching staff. That probably would make them the favorites, bring in Bauer. Yeah, I like that move.
All right, here's the last two things I have for you. The Cubs. You know, it's been a while since they won the World Series. People thought that was automatic. They were going to repeat and win again because of the nucleus. But of that core five, should the Cubs, and I'm talking about Rizzo, Bryant, Schwarber, Baez, and Contreras, what would you do there? Would you, you know, keep it together and try to give it another run together, or is it time to break up that core five?
No, well, Theo Epstein knows how to run an organization, and the Cubs had the parade in 2016. They haven't been able to get back. The core's been inconsistent. And Chris Bryant, since peaked with that MVP, you know, his name's been at the center of trade rumors for a few seasons now. They only have one year control, I think, over Bryant and shortstop Baez, Rizzo, and Schwarber. So Bryant's been injury hampered. It would probably be best to actually trade him, get something for him. And him and Schwarber seem like the candidates to be traded. I do not think that by 2022 you would see the core together. Two significant pieces of that 2016 World Series team will be elsewhere.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All right, here's the last thing for you. If you had a Baseball Hall of Fame vote and you could only vote for two of the three names I'll give you.
Sure.
Which two votes would you give? Curt Schilling, Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds. You can only vote for two of the three. They're all on the ballot this year. And
that's too easy a question, Rob. Now, being that I don't use the PED era anymore, scandal as an impediment to a guy getting into the Hall of Fame, you cannot have a legitimate Hall of Fame. BBW. Hey, listen to me. You cannot have a legitimate Hall of Fame without having Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens in Cooperstown. They're two of the top 25 players in the history of the game. They brought so much excitement and talent and influence to the game. They're respected by all the players. None of those guys care really what happened that era. This vendetta against guys that were accused, not even actually caught, accused of using PEDs. After you already let in some questionable PED guys, Piazza was questioned surrounding him. Some of those guys, B.J. Bagwell, and asked those questions surrounding them. Come on. Schilling can go kick the bucket for all I care. Now, as a person, it's kind of repugnant. But as a baseball player, playing in the era that he played in, definitely is a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. But those two, that's an easy one. It's, you know, Bonds, then Clemens by a little bit, and then you go all the way down and you finally get to a guy like Schilling. So that was an easy one. Thank you for that. And I say every time, get Bonds and Clemens in the Hall of Fame. It's about time. We understand. It's in perspective now. We know what the PED era was. We know how managers and coaches, everybody was complicit. The media turned the other way, didn't acknowledge what was going on. So why are we now punishing these guys? It was that the whole hearing was a dog and pony show years ago where they threw the greatest players of the game under the bus and embarrassed them. Let's redeem baseball. Let's even out the score, get everything right now. They've been through enough. Get Bonds and Clemens in the Hall of Fame before you put another borderline player, Alex Trammell, Harold Bain. Before you put another player that may not even deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, you have to put Bonds and Clemens in the Hall of Fame, and I know you vote for them. Schilling, we don't even need to talk about Schilling right now. He hasn't been done dirty. He's done himself wrong. you know, by opening his mouth and, you know, saying bigoted things and just being crazy. Bonds and Clemens, enough is enough. Give them the respect that they deserve. They should not have to hide in plain sight and not be respected for the caliber of player that they have been over their career. And that's just how I feel about that. I mean, let's get that done.
His name is J.R. Gamble from theshadowleague.com. J.R., thanks for the insight, my man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob. Always a pleasure. Always, brother.
In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
Reclaim your Saturdays.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And two smiling, happy people will magically appear at your front door.
They'll be driving a clean, shiny truck.
And they'll be wearing snappy, happy uniforms.
All you have to do is point, 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 point.
And that junk will be gone, 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 gone.
Hooray! You have a Saturday.
Give us a call.
And we'll give you back your Saturdays.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.